KJAN News is brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.
KJAN Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have a mostly clear sky at 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 59 and partly cloudy tonight, a low of 33. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In the news, Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Bryant Rasmussen Friday announced the winners of the Park and Rec Snow Sculpture Contest. Rasmussen said they had an amazingly close race. The first place winner with 36 votes was Acacia Mosius with her huge snow bear. Acacia won $25 in Atlantic Chamber Bucks. Helping to create that snow bear was Kaikas, Serenity, and Lily Mosius, and Zoe Auden, Ian, and William Cosgrove. Second place with 33 votes went to Patrick Garland, who created a train snow sculpture that Bryant said looked like it could have been ridden. And with 32 votes, a shark sculpture by Ryan Kenneth Means took third place. The contest began February 1st and concluded February 28th. The votes were tabulated virtually Thursday night by members of the public online. And Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson reported a person wanted in connection with a bar fight in Atlantic last month was arrested Thursday. 30-year-old Timothy Brown of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for assault causing serious injury, interference with official acts, and disorderly conduct. He was taken into custody after turning himself in. The charges against him stem from a call that occurred around 12:10 a.m. on February 19th about a fight to the Fireside Lounge. Brown was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. Earlier this week, we told you 29-year-old Cody Christensen of Atlantic had been arrested on Cass County warrants for disorderly conduct, fight or violence-related, and assault causing serious injury. He had remained in jail as of last report, and a 36-year-old Ty Daniel Jordan of Exira was cited in connection with the same incident and released on a charge of disorderly conduct. Officers and sheriff's deputies were called to the bar, as mentioned, on February 19th, and they found two subjects unconscious on the floor. Both were transported to CCMH by ambulance. One was subsequently flown to a trauma center for treatment of more serious injuries. The arrest and citation was a result of a lengthy investigation of the video evidence and interviews with witnesses. Chief Erickson said also 40-year-old David Thomas of Atlantic was arrested this past Wednesday on an Audubon County warrant for extortion and theft in the second degree. He was transported to the Audubon County Sheriff's Department. And the Audubon County Sheriff's Department reports on a follow-up to that 40-year-old David Thomas was arrested on an extortion and theft charge, and that stems from an incident that began on February 26th in the 1400 block of 300th Street. Thomas was released on his own recognizance and will appear before the magistrate at a later date. Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports also the arrest on February 27th of 30-year-old Joel Musfelt for OWI second offense. Those charges stem from a traffic stop in the area of 130th and J Avenue. The Audubon man was released later on his own recognizance and is expected to appear before the magistrate at a later date. Iowa was among less than a dozen states with a trend of more coronavirus cases as federal officials urged leaders to continue restrictions on mask wearing and social distancing. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University say the 14-day positivity rate on Friday showed Iowa was one of 10 states seeing an increase in confirmed virus cases. The 7-day rolling average of the positivity rate also has risen over the past 2 weeks from 14.15% on February 18th to 19.37% on March 4th. Iowa's increasing infection numbers come as Governor Kim Reynolds ended her orders requiring masks in public places and social distancing. President Biden and health officials have urged officials to retain restrictions for at least a few more months. Iowa's congressional delegation is urging the Biden administration to restructure the state's weekly allocation of the COVID vaccine. The group says putting more than a dozen of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine in the mix makes sense. Representative Ashley Hinson of Marion's at pharmacies in rural parts of the state cannot afford the freezers required to store the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines.
Rural and low-income Iowans face unique barriers to receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. One of the challenges, of course, is storing the vaccine in cool enough temperatures.
Congresswoman Cindy Axne of West Des Moines said the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is fridge-stable and only requires one dose, making it easy to distribute in hard-to-reach areas. Representative Randy Feenstra of Hull says 1.1 million people live in rural Iowa, and the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine is one way to deal with logistical challenges. Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks of Ottumwa says prioritizing distribution of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to rural areas would reduce the burden on rural health care providers and county health officials. Miller-Meeks is a former director of the Iowa Department of Public Health. A missing girl from eastern Iowa will be featured on a national cable TV show this coming week. Radio Iowa's Matt Kelly reports.
The disappearance of Breasia Taylor of Davenport will be the focus of a one-hour special on Investigation Discovery's In Pursuit, The Missing. The 10-year-old girl was last seen at a Davenport apartment complex on July 10th. The night before she vanished, Breasia and her half-brother spent the night with the boy's father, Henry Earl Dinkins. He's a registered sex offender. Davenport police say Dinkins is a person of interest in the case, but has not been charged. The special on Investigation Discovery airs Monday at 8 p.m. I'm Matt Kelly.
Federal prosecutors for Iowa say a Webster City man has been sentenced to more than 14 years in federal prison for receiving and distributing child pornography. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Iowa said in a news release that 56-year-old Kevin Eugene Dill was sentenced February 26 to 169 months. There is no parole in the federal system. Dill pleaded guilty in October to single counts of distribution of child pornography and receipt of child pornography. As part of his plea, the man admitted between March of 2012 and June of 2020, he knowingly received thousands of images and videos of child pornography. And finally in the news, University of Iowa officials are investigating the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity for alleged alcohol and hazing violations. The fraternity is accused of holding in-person social events that included alcohol inside the chapter's house in Iowa City. A letter from the University of Iowa's Dean of Student Accountability says officials have also been notified that activities with new fraternity members allegedly posed a risk to their health and safety. And the University of Iowa investigated another fraternity for an alleged hazing incident, but the officials determined ultimately that the activity, which had been recorded on video, was not an initiation or required for fraternity membership. That's a check of the news on KJAN.
KJAN News has been brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.